All right, we're going to get to the last word on the State of the Union and the response by the governor. Last night, the State of the Union address by the president, quite positive in my opinion, that opinion of many on the left as well. People like Van Jones of CNN and others praising the president's speech and saying it's a big warning for the Democrats. And then, of course, the response by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, mixed reviews on that. Joining me, Laura Cox, the Michigan Republican Party chair. Welcome back, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you here. So let's start with the president's view of the world. Seemed quite positive. Talked about opportunity zones and unemployment being down and recognized so many great American heroes in the crowd, ranging from Tuskegee Airmen to children wanting to go to schools that actually teach them something. I liked it overall. Your thoughts?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was an absolutely great speech by the president. The State of our Union is stronger than ever under the President Trump's leadership, from negotiating and getting that USMCA signed, which is going to be a huge boon for Michigan in our agriculture and manufacturing sectors, to the trade deal with China. You know, our economy is booming, like you said. Unemployment is at historic lows for women, African-Americans, Latino-Americans, Asian-Americans. Michigan families across the state and families across the country are feeling the positive effects of the policies under our great president.
And the Trump approval ratings now at an all-time high, according to Gallup, coming in at 49%, which may seem low to some people, but for this president, it's the highest he has scored thus far. And remember, he had lower approval ratings when he won in 2016. I think right now he has an inside track to win not only Michigan, but the presidency for a second term. Quite clear. And then I look at what happened in Iowa. What an absolute unmitigated collapse, catastrophe, failure. It is just a disaster in Iowa, is it not?
It is absolutely a disaster. They fell flat on their face. Of course, the Republican Party did wonderful, and our president won with higher numbers than he had anticipated. And it's just it's absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, I feel for those candidates because they've missed their opportunity to have that bounce from the Iowa caucus. But, you know, the other storyline, which we'll find out here probably at the end of the day, hopefully, will be that they had much lower turnout on the Democrat side than they had anticipated.
They did.
And that's so there's a low enthusiasm for these candidates. They are far-left socialist candidates, and they are not resonating with American people like our president.
Yeah, very low turnout. That's true. Let's turn to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Her response to the president, she blamed the Republicans and Donald Trump for crumbling roads and infrastructure, said that Donald Trump and Republicans like yourself, Laura, want to take away health care from Americans, and that American workers are hurting and that wages are not going up and they're stagnant. Collectively, I want to know what you thought of the comments made by the governor.
Well, listen, you know, she's accomplished very little for our state, and she's frustrated, and Michiganders know that. She's no different than the rest of the national Democrats who want to raise taxes on hardworking Michiganders and Americans across the country. And she added massive debt to fund her partisan agenda. And she's absolutely no moderate. And listen, a week ago today, she was talking about how great the economy is, and that's the Trump economy. She's riding on the effects of the President Trump's economic policies, and Michigan is seeing a definite boon. And we're going to continue to see investment with the passing of the USMCA. There's going to be more and more build upon investments in Michigan. There's going to be more jobs in Michigan because of the president's policy. So, you know, she's talking out of both sides of her mouth.
So, all right, Laura Cox here, Michigan Republican Party chair. Let me ask you this, Laura, because sometime just after 4 o'clock this afternoon, the articles of impeachment will be removed against the president. He will be acquitted. And it's possible that Kyrsten Sinema, Doug Jones, maybe others, Joe Manchin could be on the list, might come across from the Democrat side or the Republican side and make it a bipartisan rejection of the articles of impeachment. Then what? What do the Democrats have for a message then? What does CNN do for the rest of the day? Or MSNBC, they have nothing left to talk about. No Mueller report, no impeachment, no bombshell comments from Adam Schiff. None of it. What's Adam Schiff going to do with the rest of his life?
They're self-distrusting. They are so frustrated. And the Speaker of the House yesterday was petulant at best when she ripped up the president's speech. you know, she is understanding. She has seen the writing that the American people have seen for months and months and months. They're frustrated with Congress. They aren't doing what they were elected to do, to take care of the good folks across the country. And they're frustrated, and they have egg on their face, and they're embarrassed, and they're blowing up. They're self-destructing. And then it's going to be interesting to see how the next few months, you know, play out. But let me tell you something. The president has always had his eye on the prize. He's working for the American people. He is leading. He is succeeding. He has delivered promises across the state. And Michigan, we're feeling it. We're excited. We're going to deliver Michigan again for our president.
Yeah, and as you look at that, obviously you have your own internal polling and so forth. But as I see the jump in Gallup polling, and I see the jump elsewhere, and I see the Real Clear Politics average that the president's not at his all-time high watermark, but he's close again. The most recent high watermark was just in the last week or two, which means people are sick of impeachment. They're ready to move on. They're ready to get on with things that matter. And I wonder if the pursuit of impeachment by Alyssa Slotkin and Stevens and others has created a problem for Haley Stevens and others, that when they get to the ballot box in November, people are going to go, we don't appreciate you wasting all of our time and resources this way. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. Like I said, the voters here in Michigan in the 11th and the 8th and the 3rd, they're frustrated with the gamesmanship that's being played in D.C. They want people to deliver leadership for them in their communities. That's why they're elected. That's why they're sent to D.C. to fight for the voters, the people of Michigan. And they're frustrated. And people are seeing through the sham. And, you know, like I said, the entire time the president has been leading, he's been delivering to the people across America on all sorts of issues that mean something to their families, to their businesses, to their lives, tax reform, opioid crisis, criminal justice reform, all things that he talked about last night and more. And so we're really excited as Republicans to continue to follow his lead, and we're excited to deliver Michigan again, like I said, in November for him.
Laura, good having you here as always. Laura Cox is the Michigan Republican Party Chair. Thank you for taking the time. And,
you
know, 2020, we'll talk on a very regular basis. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
There
you
have it.
Take care.
Have a great day. All right. So as we head toward the end of the road today, I've still got Dr. John Lott coming up after the break, but I want to tell you this. It's time to light up the night with $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor, plus a 40-inch LED light bar at no extra charge. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it. 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Work smarter, play harder, stay out there. See your Roxor dealer today or visit RoxorOffroad.com. You'll get complete details. Restrictions do apply, but you'll find Roxor Offroad. Go look this up. You'll be impressed. By the way, if you want to lose weight while you're out on the trails and feel great while you're out there, if you're ready to do that, it's time for My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, to get your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed only for you, not for me, but for you. I've done it. It works. If you don't cheat, it works. GruberHealth.com, you can see real live living color pictures, really. GruberHealth.com, yeah, I wouldn't tell you that if it weren't true. And I appreciate you doing it. Go to GruberHealth.com. If you're serious, join me. Let's do this. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Attention small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.